Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. Today is January 28th, 2015, and we are so excited today to do our monthly messages with the angels, our angel readings. And today we have Reverend Nancy Sue, Jamie Street, and myself, Nanette Ellis. And for those of you that are not familiar with the ladies, let me give a warm welcome to Nancy Sue. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yes, I can, Nanette. Thank you. And hello, good evening, everyone. I am Reverend Nancy Sue Myers. I'm a Reiki master teacher, a crystal therapist. I work with many different energies now, and a lot of energies that are coming to me through ascended masters and archangels. And I'm a sound healer through Tom Kenyon. And, angelic life coach with Reverend Elvina Rowe at Angels Teach. And if you want to reach me, I can be reached at angellady4444@yahoo.com. And thank you, Nanette.
Oh, thank you, Nancy Sue. And our other amazing guest this evening is Jamie Streak. Hi, Jamie. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Jamie Street. I am an angelic life coach and minister. I also am an angel communication master. I am an energist, meaning I do a lot of EFT, EMA, trance, energy healing, and I'm also a human design specialist. And if you would like to reach me, you can find me at angelicsoulfood.com.
Oh, wonderful. And I am Nanette Ellis. I am also an angelic life coach through Angels Teach, as well as a angel communication master. And we would love to thank Reverend Elvia Rowe for sponsoring our show. AngelsTeach.com sponsors Angels on Air, and we are just so blessed to have her in our life, in the community in our life. There is a closed website, Facebook group called Living with the Angels, and if you go over to AngelsTeach.com, you can find your way to that that Facebook, and there's also a public Facebook, Angels Teach. And all I can say is I've been working with Reverend Elvia, I think, for like maybe about 5 years now, and it's just an amazing, amazing mentor, and she is just is such a loving being. It spreads throughout our community, and we just hope that we can, you know, measure up to that loving energy that she possesses. And if anyone would like to reach me, I'm at spiritualoasiscenter.com. And with that, Nancy Sue, can you do our opening blessing and get us started this evening? Bring our energies together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. I ask everyone to close their eyes now, unless you are driving a car or doing something else that would be unsafe for you to close your eyes. And please know that whether you are listening to this live or on the recording, you are with us in our sacred circle and experiencing everything with everyone in love, light, and healing. I surround us within the light and the love of the divine. I call in the archangels, the ascended masters, our guardian angels, spirit guides, and our star beings to sit in the sacred circle with us. I ask you to see, sense, or feel, or just know that they are all arriving and standing at your back in total love, honor, and appreciation for the amazing light being that you are. And I ask that you now take a couple of deep breaths in deeply through your nose, breathing in the love and the light and the healing of the divine. And as you exhale through your mouth, all the stress, the tension, and the concerns of the day, allow your body to completely release everything that no longer serves you at this time. Feel how much with this deep breathing in and breathing out has relaxed your body. How calm and centered you are. We are all standing within the sacred circle, sending each other love, feeling each other's love, holding hands, and gazing into the eye of the divine love that's within all of us around us. And when you are ready, open your eyes and come back into this time and space within our sacred circle, full of divine love, divine peace, divine calmness, and divine protection. So it is.
Thank you so much, Nancy Sue. I just love when the energy shifts like that. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'm being drawn because today is our day. We just jump right into readings. And I'm noticing that Tina's on the chat. Jamie, do you want to see if she would like a reading today?
Absolutely.
And while you check with Tina, and if she has a specific question, I will go on to error code 917. Good evening. Oh, loading slow, it looks like. There we go.
Hello. Hello, ladies. This is Ellen. How are you?
Hi, Ellen.
Hey,
We're
Ellen.
Wonderful. How are you? Well,
terrific. I was looking forward to your show tonight.
We're all excited. We're amped up. Do you have a particular question, or do you want Angel's Choice?
I like Angel's Choices.
All righty. Okay, gals, whoever gets to read first, just step right up. And I'm hearing it, Nancy Sue.
Okay, the card I pulled is from the Angel Answers card deck by Doreen Virtue. And the card is the Meditation Brain Answers. And when you look at this beautiful card, it's outlined in gold. It's got all the colors of the rainbow. And it's got this beautiful woman that's in the center, that's kneeling before Christ. And her head's just barely looking up at him. And he's shining down all this love and light. And Ellen, I'm hearing that there's a special meeting between you and Jesus during a meditation where you will be filled with, I'm hearing, not only all the knowledge that you already have, but all the knowledge that you need to understand what's already within you. And as I connect to this card, and I feel you, and I feel Jesus, and I feel these energies come into me, it's really hard to explain. It's like a striking shower of rainbow colors that are coming within my body. And they're swirling and they're twirling. They feel ever so gentle, but they have this strong, massive power behind them that is just whooshing through you, around you. And I'm hearing, please connect with me, call on me, and ask me. You have what you need to ask already. He's there to give you the knowledge and the wisdom. And I'm also hearing, I have Archangel Gabriel here with me again, and she is in feminine form today, and she is saying, there is massive abundance coming your way. And it's not only in the financial matter, but it's abundance of all things, abundance of miracles, abundance of blessings, abundance of everything that you have ever thought of is coming your way. And Ellen, I hope that makes sense to you.
I can tell you that is one great message. Wow, there's so much in what you just said. Would you mind repeating the name of the card, though? It didn't come out clearly. I think there was a problem with the phone connection.
Oh, it's the meditation card.
Meditation, okay.
Yeah. And it's the Angel Answers from Doreen Virtue.
Again, I love the message, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, darling. It's an honor.
I love that.
Jamie, do you have anything to add?
I do. I just have to, of course, I'm going to layer on, but I have to say, when I couldn't quite hear the name of the card, I had to giggle because I don't know how out of meditation, I heard metaphysical brain scan. So I'm like, wow, okay. So to hear the message and that it's a meditation, which in its own self can be a metaphysical brain scan, so to say, as we pause and just, you know, go within. So I love it. But I pulled from the Guardian Angel Tarot cards deck. And again, I'm layering on because when I pulled this card, it didn't make sense to me. It's the Guardian of Thought, and it says, you may be called upon to be a spokesperson for a cause close to your heart. Your angels will give you the perfect words, and you'll do brilliantly. You may be asked to be a mentor or find one yourself. This situation involves someone who's professional with a positive attitude and fresh ideas. This person, who could be you, may be emotionally unavailable. Now, what I got from all that, though, is that it's Jesus. It's, you know, you are to, as Nancy Sue was speaking, it's like, okay, just confirming and all that yeah, just reach out to Jesus. That's, of course, he is a professional, but, you know, I'm hearing he's your mentor right now. And to, you know, don't, I mean, I know you're very grounded and gifted and, you know, very spiritual, but, you know, just don't let, because what I'm feeling is you're going to, like, form such a deep bond with him that your ego may say, like, you can't, you know, you're human. You can't be that close to him. But don't, if that happens, just tell, you know, just I appreciate you, but no, I can. Because I think you're going to be really surprised at just how much you two are going to work together and on, like, such an intimate level. So really just enjoy it. It's quite an honor, so, yes.
Oh, I agree. It's an honor to work with Jesus, the most powerful healer. I'm just hearing that is just quite a message.
Yeah, I got goosebumps.
And I want to say thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Okay. And I think that message is complete. I don't feel that there's any more that I could pull out of it. That was beautiful.
It was. And I want to say thank you so much, all three of you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And I saw that Tina said to call her cell, but I don't know what her area code is.
I think she's 501. Yes, he's 501.
Okay. Do-do-do. Hi, is this Tina?
Nanette?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm awesome. How are y'all?
We're doing really good. Do you have a specific question tonight, or do you want an angel's choice? Or
I do have a question. I have a feeling, I would not say apprehensive, but I wouldn't say I lost my word. Isn't that typical?
Enthusiastic?
Close.
Motivated?
I know. Anticipation. excitement. I feel something building, and you know, I'm excited about it, but yet I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something to focus, but it's like eluding me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the card that Gizmo, my little monkey, pulled. He just jumped on my desk. The cards went flying on the floor. And the I'm out of the Earth Magic deck by Stephen Farmer. And the first one is rain, and it's a beautiful card, and the same purification, you know, to cleanse yourself, maybe do a detox, you know, to get your physical body cleansed so it will open the door, you know, to allow, you know, a higher vibration to come in. I am noticing here in this card that there's these little tiny... They're like little tiny orbs, and they're playing on the ground. They're like hiding. And I see a bigger one up on the left-hand side, and I'm getting a message that someone, a loved one, is just peeking in to say, because it's like a part of, it's like peeking in to say hello and to let you know that you are connected with transitioned loved ones. And that gift is developing, I should say. And something about threes. Things seem to happen in threes. I'm seeing like three rocks clumped together, three trees, two bigger, one smaller. But that seems to be you that is growing with a lot of leaves, a lot of, you know, a lot of vegetation. So you're growing strong. And there's a lot of water around you, so like a lot of emotion, and there seems to be like a haze. So like you're releasing and getting rid of a lot of stuff that you realize, oh my goodness, I've been holding on to this for so long. I'm ready to clear it out. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting the chills because the second card is the shaman card, the ancient healing wisdom. And that's what I'm hearing, that in your meditation, to tap into the shaman type energy. Do some journey and, you know, down. I don't know if you have your totem animal from the lower world. And there's just showing me the lower, middle, and upper worlds. And this shaman is just, he's old and wise, and it's almost like in your meditation you're going to meet him, and he's going, oh my gosh, I got chills, he's going to be a great teacher for you. So it's not like you need to go out and go find, you know, someone that has experience with shamanism. It's almost like he's going to come to you. And the way his hair is on the face, it's almost like he's coming in a disguised form. So be open and do not be judgmental on who comes into your meditations. Obviously, you know, only call in those of love and light and nothing less. However, he's very old, very wise, and he will teach you many, many things. And I am complete.
Wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina?
I'm okay.
Yes, I pulled from Doreen Virtue's deck again, Angel Answers. The card I pulled is Opportunity. Positive growth and expansion is on the horizon for you, Tina. This opportunity may bring with it inspiration and insight, or it could be the chance you've been waiting to take action on ideas you already have. And you may be seeking to manifest the chance to create changes in your career. Whatever your desires are, the angels are opening doors of possibilities for you right now. And you are to step through those. And as I connect to the card itself, I'm looking at this beautiful, beautiful woman. And when I look at her, I feel you, Tina. This is you. Your arms are upstretched into the air. There's gold color all around you. Your gown's gold, gold, the wings are gold. You have golden nuggets falling down towards you and being immersing within your body. And you have this look on your eyes that I know this, I feel this, I want this, and there it is. It is coming to me. All I have to do is reach out and accept what is yours, Tina. And I'm feeling the same thing with Nanette as far as more taking care of Tina. Take care of Tina. Cleanse Tina's chakras. Open them. Balance them. Call on Archangel Mikael to help you with that. Call on Archangel Raphael. Do detoxing. But I'm hearing very gentle detox for you. And I got a great big smile on my face. Tina, you are enfolded within Archangel Raphael's wings. And he says, absorb his healing energies, and he will gently help you release what no longer serves you, what no longer belongs to you, and no longer what your body wants in it. He will help you gently move that. And I am complete, Tina.
Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then I'm going to jump in. I pulled, again, from the Guardian Angel Tarot card. And it's funny, I got two messages from this in going last. They both layer on to each message. But yet, you know, even though the messages tie in together, they each, it ties into both individual messages. It's the Ten of Abundance. And it says, Heaven has provided so many blessings. Your family members are bonded and working together. The children are provided for, and a comfortable retirement will one day come along. You taught your family the grace that comes from knowing right from wrong, and you should be very proud. But I have to tell you, Tina, to tie into Nanette, there is an old man sitting in a chair, and there's four children, and they're all different ages. And it was like I could see, you know, to me, the old man feels like, you know, your spiritual mentor and guide that you're going to meet when you journey. And the children feel each like, you know, different times as you're growing and coming in. And then to tie into what Nancy Sue said is I was reading the card to myself. So at first, instead of reading bonded, I read boned. And I immediately went to when you had the hairline fracture in your foot. And it really came through strong when Nancy Sue was saying that you have to, you know, Tina has to take care of Tina. So, you know, just tying that in, and we, for those of you that don't know, me and Tina talk all the time. So, you know, we kept saying there's a bigger message to this foot. There's a bigger message to this foot. We couldn't quite pinpoint it, but I know it was just pinpointed. So, you know, you do, and I know you are well on your way with setting those boundaries and really firm and, you know, putting you first and what you need, and I'm proud of you for that. So this is, you know, just confirmation and nudge to, you know, keep at it, because obviously you're on the right path and the rewards will be great.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Are you crying again? Did we make you cry?
Oh, yeah, I'm crying again.
Me and Tina never cry, and we cry all the time now, so we always tickle each other, just teasing when we both cry, because we never used to, and we do it all the time now.
Oh,
it cleanses
the
soul.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you for calling in.
Love you all.
Love you.
And Jamie, while you're asking R2D2 what type of a message they would like, we'll go on. We'll go on to 506 area code. They have their hand raised. Hi, 506. How are you today?
Sairam, you beautiful souls. How's everybody? Have I reached you?
Oh, hi, darling.
How's everything?
Wonderful to hear your voice. Everything's wonderful.
Great. As I'm sitting here, I'm seeing the energy of your circle, and it's just so friggin' magnificent. Anyway, all this month, the fairies, bless the rascally little souls, have been showing me, like, fall, summer, and spring. And it's not only once, but it's continuous. So anyway, I know things like that are active in there, but I'll still take angel choice. And if they pop in for whatever reason, great, then that's wonderful as well. So I'm open and I'm yours.
Ooh, thank you, Wes. Okay. Step up, whoever has a...
I love these tarot decks, but they're so big for my hands, so it takes me a minute to step on. All right, well, I'll start first. And Wes, I pulled again from the Guardian Angels Tarot card deck. And I pulled the card that says seeing clearly. And it said, it's time to view things from a different perspective. You have the blessed gift to see past the current situation and envision amazing possibilities. Don't worry, the pause and momentum while you rethink your plan won't last. Embrace your uniqueness and allow it to serve you. And I have to tell you, this dog, it's like, it's bent all around. And I just immediately thought yoga. So I don't know if you do yoga or anything, but maybe doing some, or it's just, I'm hearing yoga, but I'm also hearing be flexible. And I know you're, you know, very flexible in all you do, but even with like the fairies, just, you know, looking at them from a new perspective, you know, is there one that, you know, is there another aspect in working with them that you haven't before that maybe you can try doing, but having fun with it. And like I say, I keep hearing be flexible, but I do hear yoga. So I don't know if that resonates with you or not.
Mm-hmm. Certainly does. That was one of the cards that I pulled today. You know, be flexible and stuff like that. So, you know, they keep banging on me. Sooner or later, they'll win.
So now they're bringing them in the forms of a dog. So maybe the fairies will show you yoga moves, I'm hearing. You know, like, be open like that. Like, how are they moving? How do they bend? And, you know, mm-hmm. it could be a little yoga lesson in there for you. But, yeah, you're going to have to start doing the yoga soon, Wes, because they're going to whop you over the head.
All righty.
This is Nancy Sue, and I pulled from the Angel Answer card deck again, and the card that came up, don't stop. This is not the time to give up. Continue to move in the direction of your hopes, dreams, and plans. You are on the right path, and you are seeing progress. As long as you stay on course and follow your intuition, this will continue to be true. But it's also very important that you stand your ground, really believe in yourself. And I feel that you do already, but I'm hearing to really enforce that. Believe in yourself. Continue moving forward. And when I look at this card, it's this gorgeous card, and I connected with the angel on the card, and it's Gabrielle, but she's coming to me as in a male form, and he's just all dressed in gold, and his wings are actually the colors of the rainbow, and he is standing right there upon stairs. His arms are up, and he's looking to the right, moving forward, and you already know the answers to everything that's coming up in your mind. And he's saying, go for it, go forward, keep walking forward.
Yeah, it certainly, Yeah, it certainly does. Thank you on that one. Last week, each week, I pull one Archangel card, and it was Gabriel last week, and it's Michael this week type of thing. So a little bit of hangover there or a little bit of carryover or whatever is always good. And as always, I love the messages that you people pass on. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh,
Thank you.
This is Nanette, and I pulled from the magical messages from the fairies, the Doreen Virtue, and I pulled the card. It says new home, and it's a little bit like deceiving because I don't sense that you're actually physically packing your boxes and moving into a new home. The words on the card is moving is a step in the right direction for you. And as Nancy Sue was talking, it was just becoming very clear. They came in very clear, is that this little fairy, she's sitting on this, it looks like a blue pansy, and it's all opened up, so it's like springtime, I would say. Almost like a morning glory that opens and closes. And I'm hearing to stay open. There's going to be, the new home is like a ship in your perception or a shift in your energies, maybe a shift in your vibrations. That is the new home. It's not like a physical, per se, new home. And with that shifting, that move into the right direction, so much is going to become clearer to you. You're going to have... I'm touching my throat. It's like your communication of what you need to express to the world is going to come out. And I'm getting the chills. I'm not sure in what form, but they're saying there are different types of mediums. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be your voice, vocal, speaker. It could be, but it could be in art. It could be in writing. You know, they're just showing me all these different ways, canvases are saying, you know, that you can express and help others out there that you have a unique gift for. Hopefully that makes sense because...
Oh, perfectly sense. That card has shown up at least 5 times this month as well for me. As you're talking, the whole back of my head and neck is just vibrating like crazy, so... Everything is wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad because I'm going, well, you know, my ego wants to kick in there and say new home. Oh, he's moving. And they're going, no. Words, you're just schematic sometimes, you know. So I'm glad that made sense. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, everything's been right on. Like I said, you guys are right to the T. No problem whatsoever. Really enjoyed it, and it's been my pleasure once again to talk with you, enjoy your wisdom, and everything else. So thank you very much.
We love you, Wes.
Yeah, love you so much.
Okay. Sending lots of love and loving thoughts to you all.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oops, wait, my hand. The little monkey wants to take over the show here. Okay. Did you receive anything back from R2-D2, Jamie?
I did, yeah. And I actually, yeah, and just for record, I actually have 2 in chat, 1 in Angel's Choice, and R2-D2 is the first.
Okay, and what is that? Is that Angel's Choice or is that?
Yeah, not Angel's Choice.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and start it if you get ladies don't mind.
Not at all.
I'm using the Guardian Angels Tarot deck, and I pulled the card. It's titled "Embrace Those Around You," and it says this is a time of great spiritual growth for you, making it even more important to surround yourself with those who love you and share your beliefs. Be willing to accept help from others. You could find comfort in traditional solutions, or your heart may long to try out new ideas. And in this card, there's a woman. She looks like a motherly figure, and she has 2 daughters. And the one's like real close. The mother has her arm around her, and she's really, you know, just feeling into her mother's love, and they're singing. And then there's the other daughter, and she's kind of like, even though she's beside, she's not touching her. She's looking off in a totally different direction. And I'm feeling that, you know, don't feel like you have to push people away, you know, if they're showing concern or, you know, just care or just want to be around and offer you advice or, you know, just help you as you go on your journey or, you know, just go through life every day, that sometimes through things happening to us, we can want to push people away or shut down, or we just don't know if people are being genuine or not. But no, you know, this is a beautiful time in your life that, you know, you really have the opportunity to grow and expand. But in that growing and expanding, don't be afraid to let others help you, you know, and shift your perspective. I'm hearing not everybody's out to get you. So, you know, don't feel as though because somebody shows concern or care that they are just wanting to find out what's going on with you or just to be nosy. Like, you're really in a time now where people are going to come into your life, and it's going to be good people, people that really genuinely care for you and love you. So just really embrace it and have fun with it. You know, the new friendships you'll make, have fun embracing just, you know, I'm hearing rekindled relationship, you know, and it doesn't have to just be romantic, but just, you know, in general with friends, with family members, whatever it is, just, you know, be true in your heart and know that true people will come to you. And that's not to say that, you know, like you're this malicious person who's not true, but just staying in your own truth is what I mean, and true to you and where you are in life and where you're going, because you're on a beautiful journey right now. But I just feel like it's a lot of relationship changes around you. And, you know, it's okay. It's just, you know, but when we go from being in one vibration to another, we can, as we move higher and higher, the people and their vibrations move higher and higher. So where before we might have been in a place where we always felt like we had to guard ourselves and protect ourselves from people, you know, as we grow and raise our vibration, you don't have to. You'll find that more genuine and just pure, loving people who will be true to you as well are moving in. And, yeah, after all that, I am complete.
Well, thank you, Jamie. And this is Nanette. Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy Sue, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Nanette.
Oh, because I'm telling you, the angels just want to chime in here. I pulled from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck from Doreen Virtue, and the card I pulled was a New Dawn. And it ties into what Jamie was saying. It's saying the worst is now behind you, and positive new experiences are on the horizon. And in the background, it is like a sunset, and there's a lot of orange to it, which is your sacral, and that is a place of relationships and creativity. And there looks like there's these steps, and I counted, there's seven, so including the sunset. But the bottom one is void of color. So I would say work on your root chakra. That is maybe evaluating your belief system from that of when you were a child. And some of these things that you learned, you're kind of tossing with because they don't apply to your life anymore and you're still holding on to them. So get that a good cleaning out. They're having my hand just go, but kind of clear out your belief system. And that's going to allow you to raise this vibration. And as you do, also I'm seeing like you're in a box. You need to like start thinking outside the box. I mean, there's just so many possibilities that are awesome for you, but don't keep yourself boxed in. Be open to what's out there and experiment and go try, see, and do, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And meeting new people, I'm hearing, that are of the vibration that you are moving into. And with that, I am complete.
Thank you, Lilette. This is Nancy Sue, and you will not believe this. Yes, you will believe it. I had pulled the same card and was getting the same message. I panicked because, you know, when everything is just like it's supposed to be. I reached for another deck thinking, okay, I'll do another card real quick. The card that I was grabbing for just, I mean, the deck that I was grabbing for, the card flew out of the center. Don't ask me how that happened. I can't explain it, but I watched it happen in front of me. So I am going to give you the card from the Messenger Oracle, R2-D2. And this is to reveal your truth. Realize that when you were born, your soul shone brightly. And as you grew, you were taught all the rights and the wrongs. You were taught to think, how to live, how to believe in a way that makes you fearful to say no. To disagree is to risk alienation from family, friends, society. So most of us at some time in our life, we hid our true thoughts and our feelings behind a mask. You are allowing this light of yours, if this is your truth, you are allowing this light of yours to hide behind this mask. We ask you to cast it aside, embrace, and live your truth. Let your soul shine once more. And that kind of weaves right into what Jamie was saying and Nanette was saying. So with that, go for it. Allow that light of yours to shine brightly out to everything, everyone, every being. And with that, I am complete.
Oh, thank you, Nancy Sue. And we have just so many callers and people in chat, so I'm going to just kind of move right forward. And Jamie, after this caller, we'll go to the chat. I'm going to area code 561. Their hand is raised, and I don't believe. Hi, Erica, 561.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? What is your name?
Lena.
Nina?
Lena.
Oh, Lena. Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. Would you like an angel's choice, or do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I have a specific question. I've been living out of my car since May, and I'm trying to look for a job and get back on my feet, and it's just been really very challenging. I tried to reach out to my sister for some help, and actually she was the one who kicked me out of her home last year, and I wound up in my car. But, you know, we sort of mended things for a while, and now I had asked her for a small loan that I would give it back to her in a few weeks. And she flat out told me no. So I am just at my wit's end with, you know, my life right now.
And you said you're looking for a job?
Yeah, I went to I don't have a job. I went to an agency today. And I signed up with an agency. I took some tests and I did really well. And so I'm hoping to pick up some work somewhere. I mean, I have been getting a lot of interviews, but nothing has been, you know, coming about.
Are you on a program where you can get some assistance for food and whatnot, that type of thing?
I am on food stamps, yeah, but right now they don't start up until the third of the month, so I'm a little, you know, from now until third.
I'm sensing that there's a lot of deeper stuff that's going on. I mean, I feel it's just like, whoa. I haven't even pulled a card. So I'm going to go ahead and let the ladies go ahead, and I'm going to just tap into you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, and I'll go ahead and start. Lena, I pulled, and I have a feeling, and please, ladies, don't feel like you have to go with this, but I have a feeling we're all going to touch on a different aspect for you to help you get, you know, get some guidance and just how to go about this whole situation. For me, the feeling I'm getting, and with the card I got, which is absolutely beautiful, is this is about the overall and what, you know, what is to come. So so it's kind of maybe doing like a future reading, you know, starting out. But I did pull from the tarot deck, and I pulled a new beginning, and it says you're at the beginning of a wonderful journey. There's no need to have any fear, as guardian angels walk beside you every step of the way. You have unique gifts to offer the world if you will just free yourself from that which holds you back. New opportunities will present themselves if you truly believe. And I love that you're calling in tonight, because to me that is, you know, really starting. You know, I mean, you've been proactive. You asked your sister, you know, and now, you know, you are getting some assistance. And the great thing is, you know, you're meeting with the agencies. And I know it can be really frustrating when you're in the situation that you're in.
I'm constantly being criticized by my sister. She thinks I don't want to look for work. She thinks I don't want to work. I mean, she has such a negative atmosphere. I don't know what her problem is with me, but I just feel like I'm trying to cut the cords to get away from her. And meanwhile, she wants me to live up by her. And I don't want to live anywhere near her.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing don't. If you can, don't, because you do. And I'm going to be honest, and I just, you know, I have my own style in reading, and what I'm hearing is, like, what I honestly just heard is that's her shit.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I'm sorry for saying that word, but it's just what I heard.
No, it's
but,
true.
You know,
she's got a lot of bad karma. She mm-hmm. did a lot of bad things to my family, and she knows I'm a good person. She can be half the person I am. That's why she always puts me down.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. And on this card, it is. There's like this this girl, and she's at the like the edge of a water, and she's standing on a cliff, and she's just so graceful in her movement, and it looks like she just sent a butterfly, like set it free, and there's this huge angel behind her. So just know that as you go through this, and I know it might not always feel like it, especially, you know, because you have to live out of your car right now, you can feel alone, but please trust me, and I'm covered in goosebumps when I say that you're not. And I know the situation sucks, but I also know that it's turning around, and to just keep working on cutting those cords, which can be hard when we're in such a vulnerable situation. We want our family. And it's hard when they're, like, constantly down our throat. I have something similar, a similar relationship with my sister. Like, nothing I do is right, and I'm crazy, and, you know, I don't do what she thinks I should.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so I totally get it. And it's hard. It is so hard, but really just keep working on it. Keep clearing your energy. When she says something that triggers you, just do your best to, you know, really try to just let it go, but try countering the thought with something that makes you feel really good, because we don't want to feel into those lower vibrations. So if you can try to counter it with, like, you know, just something that just feels really good to you, and it'll help just start to bring that, you know, bring your vibration up more. And the, I'm sorry, my dog is, like, confirming. He came in here going crazy. And,
I would rather sleep in my cold car than sleep in her house, and that's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to pass the baton, because I feel like Nanette is chomping at the bit, and Nancy Sue has some wisdom too, so I'm going to let you ladies take over.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Nancy Sue. They're having me write something down, and I don't have it clearly yet.
Okay. Lena, the card deck I pulled from is Angel Answers. The angels are asking you to keep an optimistic attitude. There is a very positive momentum beginning to build towards the creation of your desires. You're speeding your dreams along by maintaining a cheerful and confident demeanor. It may seem as though your plans are taking a long time to manifest, but you will be seeing this. I'm hearing you'll be seeing a change very soon. So please, Lena, do not allow yourself to lose hope. your dreams are so close to coming true. And by listening and following to the three different things that we are saying to you will create, help you create that you wish and you desire. And what I'm looking at this card is this gorgeous little, it's more of a fairy angel. When you mix the two together, she's a fairy angel. And she's got all these little sets of angels from the top of her head to her neck to her shoulders and then around behind her. And she's holding in her hand all these beautiful, sparkling flowers that she's handing to you. And the look on her face is nothing but true delight, positive thinking, positive feeling. Don't let anything take away the positiveness and the knowing that you are moving forward and you are going to have exactly what you want because you're creating it right now. So keep the positivity there. Think nothing but good things and know in the very center of your being that you've got this job, you've got this little home to live in. You are happy, you are healthy, and you are wealthy, Lena. Believe it and watch it happen. And with that, Nanette, I pass it to you.
Oh, thank you, Nancy Sue. And Lena, as I'm writing, you know, they're asking me to write just a phrase for you, and then they made it even clearer. Do you have, like, a notebook or something that you can write in?
Yes, I do.
Okay, write some of your experiences down, because what this showed me, I did pull a card from Earth Magic, and it's the River card movement, and it's just such a calm, lazy river, you know, it's not like you're coming up against a lot of turmoil or anything, it's calm and lazy, it's a beautiful sky, it looks like it's going towards dusk, there's mountain, it's green, they're showing me a lot of healing has occurred, and I so was feeling that toxicity with your sister.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, so that's why they were trying to put the words together for me, and I was having a little bit of a hard time. I'm hearing, do your best not to communicate with her for a while until you're on your feet and you're stronger, because now you're at your most vulnerable when she can attack you. And it'll sink in a way that it wouldn't. Yeah, she wouldn't attack you, but it's almost like she likes to kick you when you're down.
Exactly.
Sorry to say. Yeah. Okay.
It does.
So if you do have to talk to her, what you need to say is something along this line: it's okay for us to disagree on XYZ, whatever it is. That's a stop for her. That ends it, so she can't keep dumping on you. You know,
yeah,
if you need to talk to her.
Yeah,
pardon me?
She never wants to get on the phone with me. You know what she does? She plays two sides. When she's in front of her daughter, she's like a Hitler in front of me. And then when she's on the text message or on the phone, she's like a different person. So my sister plays two sides. She's like, I don't know, she's got bipolar. There's something mentally wrong with her and her family. And they love to criticize me and put me down and pretend they're nice to me, give me things. I mean, they are manipulative.
I'm hearing very, very toxic. You need to really cut, like you were mentioning, cut the cord with her for a while until you've got yourself up on your feet. And what I was hearing is that what you're going through right now is a really rough spot to be in, and I understand that. However, what I'm hearing, and this may sound really, really bizarre, but this is so true, there is such a gift in what you're going through right now. After you're through it and you look back and you're on your feet and things are moving along, you'll see that gift of what you went through, and you'll say, thank you, God. I appreciate, you know, what I've just gone through, because it's going to make you stronger, and nobody's going to be able to push you around, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as a job, I mean, I'm seeing movement. I mean, it says river movement. I mean, just keep going back, be a little pushy, you know, move, you know, knock on doors and be a little bit aggressive with getting a job. You know, if you have an interview, go back. You know, everybody likes to do things through the internet. They've forgotten how to do things in person. So if you can get your foot in the door in person and just go back, do you know what you like to do, or do you have a passion of what you like to do?
I've been pursuing a degree for 6 years.
Okay, but the degree is in what?
It's in human services.
Okay, so you like helping people. So that's more your passion. So I would, what they're showing me is to create the job for you, is what I'm hearing. Set your intention of what you want. If you've been going towards a degree right now, then, you know, I'm seeing like social services or something somewhere. Possibly like even, I'm trying to think what it's called, where you go into someone's home and you help them, you know, because they need to be bathed. Huh?
Yeah, I was doing that for a while, companion, but I got all my stuff in my car and I can't take people around in my car because I have everything I own inside my car.
Mm-hmm. But once you have a job and you have some money set aside for the beginnings until, you know, you get your money squared away, you can rent a little tiny little place to put your stuff in. It's what they're showing me.
I do have storage, but I still have to carry around my clothes and my my stuff. And I can't put everything in storage that I need on a daily basis. So.
Oh, no, but doesn't it fit in your trunk? I'm just going with what they're telling me.
I have clothes in my... No, I have stuff in my trunk. My car is packed.
You're between a rock and a hard place, I understand. But I'm hearing there is a job out there for you. I mean, just create it. And with your powerful intention that you do have, it'll come around. Just hang in there and have faith. We're all praying for you that the right job comes along. And remember, ask your angels for help. They don't help unless you ask them. They're there. They're all around you. I can feel your car is full of them.
Do you think I'm going to have a fight with my sister or what?
I'm thinking that you need to stay away from her. Just don't talk to her right now till you get yourself on your feet. Because that toxicity is only bringing you down, and it's almost like an energy that's keeping you from getting a job, if that makes any sense to you. I was feeling it so strong when you first called in. I was trying to tap into the what, how, why, what is this energy? You know, really cleanse yourself and do the best you can not to dial her number or not to answer her calls right now until you're back on your feet.
No, I have to go to her house and get my W-2s. That's the only thing I know I'm going to have to probably see her in the next week or two.
All right.
W-2s that were sent to her house, so I'm just like, and she's very nasty.
You do that with a smile. I have one of those. I get that. Just do it with a smile and, you know, walk away. You know, we'll be in touch and do the best you can to cut the cord after that until you're on your feet and you'll have a different relationship.
I tried to cut the cord her last year, and she just kept, this is after she kicked me out, I didn't care where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm tired of forgiving. I'm just tired of forgiving her, and then she does something that's even worse, you know, and she just doesn't seem to change.
Well, you need to take care of your life and where you're moving and move forward. And, you know, if her energy is not compatible with yours, you know, you might need to disassociate. And that sounds harsh, but it's so very true because you need to have some really good energy around you.
I'm just thinking, is this what she wants or just, you know?
No,
I mean,
we all
like...
come down. We're all souls that come down and have a human experience. And before we come down, we decide what lessons we want to learn. And there are other souls up there that decide, you know, hey, I love you so much, I'm going to play this role. So if you can look at it that way and don't put so much of the earthly human experience into this relationship and let it heal, like by separation, yeah. Let it heal. It's all okay. Forget about what her wants are. Think about what your needs and desires are.
That's
so much
more
important.
She never thinks about me first. Everything is always
so
what she wants.
But you're so tied into her right now, and you need to
I
just kind of let her go for a while.
You know what I'm hearing is, like, you need to take back ownership of your life,
mm-hmm.
and that means, you know, just really, like, and it's so hard, but, like Nanette says, like, get those W-2s and just,
mm-hmm.
you know, until you're back in a place and a space that you can deal with her. But I'm going to tell you, I think we all, like, when we come down here, I think those of us that really go through times of, you know, quote-unquote suffering or struggle, mine was with anxiety, and now I'm a coach. And I have firsthand experience with dealing with anxiety, so I can really, you know, relate to my clients that do. I had to giggle and light up when you said you were pursuing a degree in human services because, I mean, my God, how much more and awesome are you going to be at that job because you know what it's like. You've been there, and it really takes you to a place of non-judgment when you come in contact with people. I mean, anybody can go and get a degree, but unless you've lived it and you've walked it
mm-hmm.
and you've talked it and it's, you know, been your life, like, you still can't really relate to people, and especially people that are just really down and out or falling on hard times. So that in itself, you know, if you choose to follow through with this degree, it's just, you're going to be exceptional at what you do. Exceptional, because you know. You've been there, done that, you've lived it.
I only have a few classes left, and I'm done.
Yeah, I'm going
awesome.
To finish them, honey, because, yeah. And I just want to let you know, too, that even our chatters are just sending you blessings and love. So you got a lot of support from our community as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And
good
stay
luck.
In touch with us, and we're here for you, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Blessings. And I can't believe it's 5 o'clock already.
I know.
Oh, wow. Jamie, would you like to do a closing blessing? I don't, or do we want to, is there, do you guys have anybody that would like a reading that we've?
I have, yeah, I was thinking, I have two in chat that one Angel's Choice. Maybe we could each just read one card. Just
sure.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, just,
you
know, like I say, well, yeah, we'll each just do one for them, and then, you know, so forgive us, chatters, but you guys have been so patient that it won't be as in length of a message, but we do want to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and then the first one is Cat.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead if you guys want. I have my card out.
Sure.
And I pulled again from the angel deck, and I pulled the 5 of thoughts, and it says, the path you were on seemed like the right one, but now you've run into a challenge. There's a better direction for you that will make you much happier in the end. Changes are necessary so that you can get back on track. Avoid negative people who are draining or bringing unwanted drama into your life. And what I'm really just picking out from this again is a lot of transition, good transition. There's two little kids playing. The girl who's representing to me the feminine energy is picking flowers. And the little boy, again, there's the butterfly. He's releasing a butterfly, feeling the time of transition and transformation. So if anything's going on right now, you know, just know, again, it might seem like, you know, what you want is not happening, but it's really just to help get you in alignment with your highest good. And yet again, another big angel watching over. So don't forget to call on them for help and guidance. And I am complete. And then I don't know if you want to do, one of you guys want to do. There's one more angel choice for Tosh.
Go ahead. Mom is hearing for Tosh's. I pulled from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck, and it says break free, and it's this dolphin that's just jumping high out of the water, and it's like really kind of like being playful. It says try different ventures and experiences as a way to grow and learn. The colors are so beautiful in the background. It's like the pinks and the yellows, you know, of the sunset, and there's pink all around the card. So it's a very loving, nurturing. I'm almost hearing try different hobbies. Just go out there and experiment with some of the things in life that you might not have considered before, and it puts some fun in your life. Is what I'm hearing, and I am complete. Nancy Sue, do you have something to add?
No, because I pulled the same card, and I'm hearing that it's complete. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I love it. And was there anyone else, Jamie?
No, chat is, we're all caught up in chat.
Awesome.
Okay. Jamie, do you want to do a closing blessing?
Absolutely.
Just a quick one. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if everybody can, just get comfortable and just take in just a nice deep breath. Let it out, and just know that as we move forward in this place and space, the energies have been pretty intense, a lot of change, a lot of shifting, a lot of shaking, and just know that we are holding you all in such love and in such light so that you can maneuver through this, you know, as swiftly as you can. And please never feel that you're alone. We're always here. Your angels are always here. All you have to do is just call on them. Ask them to come help you. And with that, we'll take one more deep breath in and out. What should be?
Thank you so much. And I can't believe how fast this hour went by. It was like, whoa, it felt like 5 minutes. I want to say thank you so much to all of our listeners and to those who participated tonight and to those who will listen to the replay. I'm sure there are nuggets of information that you will receive from your angels. And much love to everyone. We are humbly grateful to be able to share with you. Good night.
Love you all. Good night.